Proclamation number 4681 of 2nd of July, 1949. Outpouring of the Spirit. Task of the Servant of God. Anyone who mentions my working through the Spirit portrays the relationship between me and my living creations as it is, and which the human being usually does not believe because he believes the deity to be infinitely far away from him and therefore does not recognize its love either. But I want to win people for myself. I want them to know that I am close to them. I want them to establish a familiar relationship with me, and therefore I want to reveal myself to them through you who let my Spirit work in you. People have completely lost their faith in such an intimate connection between me and people, which results in hearing my voice, and when they speak of me they only speak of a power which they acknowledge. They certainly speak of me as their and the universe's creator, but not of their Father, who I am and also want to be for them and their consciousness, for until they recognize me as Father they will not love me and desire me either. Therefore you should proclaim to your fellow human beings again and again that you hear my voice, that I speak to you and constantly instruct you, that I impart knowledge to you in an unusual way which eliminates human aid. Thus it cannot demonstrably come from outside but emerges from yourselves, which can only be regarded as evidence that I myself make myself known through my Spirit in the human being. People certainly understand the enlightenment through the Spirit by hearing it. However, it cannot be imagined in any other way than by right thinking. But the fact that a knowledge is dictated to the human being only makes this concept correct, and you should testify to this as living proof. You shall enlighten people about the prerequisites for my presence. Above all, you shall demonstrate to them the strength of love and the consequences of a life of love, which is the prerequisite for my working, for my presence in the human being's heart and for the soul's ability to hear my voice within itself. You shall portray me as a fatherly being who cares for his creations, who wants nothing else but to be united with them who have emerged from my love. Only the awareness of being able to call upon the eternal Creator as Father awakens trust and love for him in the human being. And I constantly court this love and therefore need you, my servants on earth, as mediators. For through you I want to speak words of love to my living creations, and so that they believe that it is I myself who makes myself known through you, you must continue to communicate with your fellow human beings and mention my working in you. You must point out to them my visible help to you if you are in need, the abundance of knowledge which was offered to you and with which you can prove my influence to your fellow human beings. You must remind them of my words, I will remain with you until the end of the world. I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. If people cannot find a proper explanation for these words of mine, they will accept my working on you as a sufficient explanation and begin to think about the Creator's right relationship to his creatures. And, if they are of good will, acknowledge me as Father and likewise strive towards me. And then you will have fulfilled a beautiful task and your reward in eternity will not be small. Amen.